morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. We're on a new series here and it's questions that a pastor gets asked. So I want to talk about the questions that I get asked by people or acquaintances or friends or family or people in the congregation. And I did a sermon on this a couple weeks back and it seemed like people really enjoyed it. It scratched an itch that they had. These are questions we all think about. And last week we talked about, is it the end times? This week what I want to talk about is, how do you reconcile the Old Testament with the New Testament? And I think this question comes up because God seems inconsistent with the Old Testament and the New Testament, of the wrathful, vengeful God that we see in the Old Testament commanding the Israelites to go and kill and pillage different tribes, to the God we see through Jesus Christ in the Gospels. Very different, except for the one part where Jesus gets upset in the temple when they've turned it into a marketplace, that they seem like they're two different characters. And what it often feels like is that God is this angry father and Jesus comes to smooth things over between us and God. And that's kind of the image we always have in our minds as Christians. But through Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus, that's how we can understand God and God's character the best, because Jesus is God. And so we read the rest of Scripture through the lens of Christ and through the life of Christ in the Gospels. Now, I think in the Gospels, we see Jesus telling the disciples to do things and the disciples not always following through or understanding or doing something entirely different. And I think that works also in the Old Testament, when God is talking to the people of God, the Israelites, telling them what to do or how to live, and the Israelites either misunderstand that or they ignore it and do their own thing. So when we see the violence in the Old Testament, I truly believe that's the place where the people of God got it wrong, where they thought they understood what God wanted from them, but they did something entirely different. We do this in our own lives. We do this all the time. When we live our lives and we're trying to follow God's path for our life, we don't always get it right. The important thing is that God is with us through it all, and that God is still faithful to us, even when we're unfaithful. Another way to understand this is, in your own life, as you have grown, if you think back to your teenage years or your kid years, there's going to be things you look back on that you did that wasn't okay, that was wrong, or that was embarrassing, that you wouldn't do now, because you have learned, you have lived and learned and journeyed through life. And I think that's what the Bible does. The Bible is showing us the people of God and living and journeying and maturing through life, and God continuing to pull us forward into God's new reality that God wants us to live in. So for me, the reconciling those two things is seeing the Old Testament through the eyes of Jesus and understanding that this isn't the end all be all, but this is part of the beginning of the story that God wants us to know, where we came from and where God has brought us, to learn from the mistakes of our past. Just like you do in your own life, you've learned from your mistakes. The Bible is there to show us to learn from the mistakes of Christians many, many years ago. So that's kind of how I reconcile the two. I think it's the same God, but God is just like a father who is patient and loving and kind to his children, even when we mess up. Have a great week.